So over the weekend, Baltimore County Councilman Todd Huff was arrested for driving drunk. And during the stop, during the arrest, he called the chief of police in Baltimore County three times, ultimately leaving a voicemail. Brian Sears from Patch.com, who covers all things in Baltimore County, joins us now on Maryland's Morning News. You were the first to get a copy of this voice message that Huff left on Chief Johnson's phone. How did you obtain this message?
We obtained it through a Public Information Act request we filed on Monday morning. And to be frank with you, Brian, we weren't quite sure we were going to get it. I've been doing this a long time, and I couldn't find anybody who had ever gotten a voicemail through a Public Information Act request. And a lot of my colleagues sort of laughed and pointed at me and said, you expect disappointment.
Right. Okay. So we got let's play it. Here is the voicemail message left on Chief Johnson's phone.
First voice message.
Hey, Jim, it's Todd. Apparently, I was pulled over because I didn't have my headlights on, but, yes, and I was drinking. So, can you please call me back? All right, on my cell phone. Thanks. Bye.
All right, there you have it. And,
end of message.
He sounded like he admitted to drinking. I was drinking is what he said on that. I'm curious, though, what is the relationship between Huff and Chief Johnson?
Well, that's a really good question, and I think, you know, what you're getting at is what you can kind of infer from the beginning of that message, where, you know, he's very casual in using first names.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he says, Jim, this is Todd. That's typically the way that we talk to people who, you know, we know pretty well, and you don't feel the need to sort of formally introduce yourself. And so that really is a good question. The other thing that this sort of leads to is the question of what exactly was the intent behind that call. There are a number of things that are concerning in the police report, and, you know, in which he seems to be trying to get the police officers to let him go, to take him home, to not charge him. He asks the police officers, hey, do you know who I am? You should take me home and just be done with this. And then he just comes out and says, I'm calling the chief of police.
Mm-hmm.
There is a reasonable inference there that, you know, he is attempting to use his position to get out of these charges. And I think that this call sort of, you know, continues that line.
And you're reporting this morning, too, that the chief did call him back the next morning, or a couple hours later, I guess 7 o'clock in the morning, 7:30 in the morning on Saturday, but they never actually talked to each other.
Yeah, my understanding is that he was not able to connect with the councilman. They didn't speak, and they haven't had any forms of communication. We requested texts and emails, and we were told there were none. So our understanding is that other than that voicemail, there really was no communication between the two after the arrest.
All right. One thing that a lot of people were wondering about is, he was in a county-owned car.
Right.
Why do councilmen even need county-owned cars at this point?
Well, this has been a long-standing policy. The council members have these vehicles. They're primarily to be used for county business. I will tell you that a number of the council members have these, and they're their primary vehicles. There is a formula in place where they repay the county through payroll deduction for their personal mileage. I spoke to one councilman yesterday, David Marks, who basically said, you know, look, you know, you can put thousands of miles a year on your car. You know, he has vowed to his constituents to be very visible and attend a lot of community meetings. And he told me he was putting, you know, thousands of miles on his personal car. So in January, he opted to also get a county vehicle. So they claim that, you know, when you're making $54,000 a year, it's not a lot of money. And, you know, on top of that, if you're also paying, you know, for your own vehicle,
sure,
maintenance and your mileage, you know, it really becomes a financial burden.
All right. Well, good stuff. Thanks, Brian. As always, Brian Sears from Patch.com joining us here on Maryland's Morning News.